Pacific Connection. Here we go, here we go, here we go. It's the Faith Connection Show. And it's here to help you grow. It's the Faith Connection Show. And it's here to help you grow. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. It's the Faith Connection Show. It's the Faith Connection Show. It's giving you motivation, inspiration, revelation. It's giving you motivation, inspiration, revelation. It's the Faith Connection. Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here's an inspirational word from Dr. David Miller before the show begins.
You know what? Your time is limited, so don't waste it living somebody else's life.
The Faith Connection Show has expanded its territory. Every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m., it's heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
It's the Faith Connection.
Hey, Faith Connection Show would love to have you to be a part of our show. If you have an amazing story to share with the world that can bless the world by hearing your story and your testimony, we would love to have you on our show. If you feel you are the one the world needs to hear, call right now, 704-897-2582. That's 704-897-2582. Let's share your story with the world. Call 704-897-2582. Also, connect with us on our website at www.connectcenternc.com and make sure you click the Faith Connection button so that you can catch our midweek show from 12 noon to 1 p.m. every Wednesday. We look forward to hearing from you. It's the Faith Connection Show.
All right, we have in the studio with us today C.B. Huffman and Dan Huffman, a mother and son team. And these guys have built quite an operation. They have a self-publishing company and many, many other things. And we're just glad to have them in the studio with us today because we're looking forward to making a great connection with our listening audience today. Well, C.B.?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? And Dan, you're right there with
us. All right.
Okay, good enough. Listen, let's begin by telling us a little bit about yourself. I know, CB, you are a school teacher for many, many years, and before you guys got started, well, actually, you got started while you were a school teacher, and I think, Dan, you taught for a few years as well. Is that not correct?
No, I just take CB to school, but no, I don't have any... I don't have any official classroom experience.
All right. That's good enough. Son taking mom to school. That's a change. All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, CB. Tell us a little bit about what you've done over the years, and let's bring us up to where we are right now.
Okay. I'll start out by telling you that originally I got a bachelor's degree from the University of Florida in psychology. About a month or two before I was to get that degree, I decided that I didn't want it. I went into psychology thinking that, you know, it held all the keys to mankind's problems. And I found out that that was not true. And I gave my life to the Lord and realized that I was on the wrong track. But I had to get the degree because I didn't have any more money, so I went ahead and got that degree.
All right.
And then later got a master's in language arts education from the University of Central Florida, and I taught English and occasionally psychology for 29 years with the Orange County Public School System in Central Florida. I've been retired now for 3 years, but during that time, time, and even before that time, I was a writer and an editor, and just before I stepped foot in classroom for the first time, I received a dream the night before, and I saw a legal pad with my handwriting, and the first line said, "She was accustomed to coming here. She was an assassin." And then all the lines were blank until I got to the bottom, and it said, "And she fell into the arms of God." Well, I woke up and thought, uh-oh, sounds like God's given me a book. And that's the beginning, and that's the end, and he's the Alpha and Omega. So I did my best to write the book and keep it within the parameters of his first and last
line. Well, tell us about that first book. What was the title?
The title is in honor of God. It's called Consuming Fire.
Okay.
And that the whole title is Consuming Fire, an Alexa Sylvan novel, because Dan's the one who decided, which was really tricky, because as you know, the last line was, "And she fell into the arms of God."
Yeah.
But Dan decided that this was going to become a trilogy.
No.
So that was tricky.
How many books have you written?
I've written 6.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, let me answer this question.
Uh-huh.
Once you guys started writing books, and you've written 6 of them, now I noticed something in here that you guys did some video filming. Have any of these books become movies yet, or?
Ooh,
no,
not yet.
but
not
you can yet, agree huh? with us. Agree with us in prayer on that one, because that's what we'd really, really like. Yeah, but we made a 5-minute clip of the first action scene from the first chapter of the first book. So it's on YouTube. If you go to our website, CB as in boy, Hoffman, HOFFMANN.com, and then you go all the way down to the bottom, you'll see the little YouTube mm-hmm. icon, and click on that, and it will show you our 5-minute introductory action video
okay.
where she's inside a church getting her payoff and trying to avoid the cops, and it's really pretty good.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to do that. Let me ask you, there are a lot of people out here who are looking to write books, and especially those that can't get a publisher. And you guys talk a lot about being self-publishers. What are some of the expert tips? Because you guys have self-published a lot of books. What are some of the tips you could give to our listeners that may be interested in self-publishing?
Ooh, let me jump in here, CB. So I think first it would be to go the ebook route, because then you don't have to have any books printed and sent, and you can save a lot of money by doing it digitally. The hard part is the marketing and the promotion. But so to become a self-published author, I would recommend having your manuscript done and then submit it for copyright. Because once you submit it for copyright, you are covered. And then you can share it with family and friends, and you don't have to worry about anybody stealing it. And you could collaborate. You could hire, a cover designer. You could hire a proofreader, ghostwriter, editor, anything to that nature. And then once you get it all done and you give it the final blessing, then you could submit it again for copyright with changes. And then that way, make sure that you're covered from all aspects. And Amazon, iTunes, and Barnes & Noble all have online tools where you can upload your manuscript and your cover design. And it just takes a short period of time, and they'll approve it. And then you can turn it into ebooks.
Okay. Now, for our listeners out there that may not be real familiar with ebooks, explain exactly how the ebook process works.
Okay. So an ebook is more like a web page than it is a traditional book. You can change the font size. You can change a lot of different things, and it will reflow the page count based on, how you're viewing it and the size of your screen, whether it's on your phone or an iPad or your computer. And so, depending on how deep into it you want to get, I actually lay them out in Adobe InDesign, and I do a little bit of coding and link the chapters in the beginning to the chapters in the book, and, upload the cover through there. But if you have a very basic computer knowledge, you can go to Amazon, and they have an online builder tool once you sign up for a content creator account. And then you can upload your manuscript, and you can upload your cover design, and they'll package it as the ebook for you. And then your book will be available for sale on Amazon.com.
Okay, now you've done 6 ebooks and 3 audiobooks, right?
Yes.
Okay, now with the audiobook, what is the difference between that and the ebook?
Ooh, go ahead, CB.
Well, you have to have your book written before you can record it. But Audible.com, if you go to their ACX.com, if you go to their website, you can download the requirements that they have. They are so strict. Everything that you have to do in order to record a book that's good enough for them to accept on Audible.com. And that's kind of a new skill set. It's interesting and actually a lot of fun. It can be difficult and demanding, but it's good. It's good to learn how to do the audio.
Now, is that something that you guys will do for someone, the ebook and audio?
I'm toying with the idea that I might be willing to do it for someone, but see, the problem is I'm very strict. Like in my books, I don't have any cussing, and I certainly don't allow taking God's name in vain. And I don't have any sex in there, and I don't have any alcohol or drugs, and so I'm so strict about
it.
I'm all action and suspense.
And now we have so many projects we're working on that I don't think we could take on an outside project at this moment.
Okay, I mean, because I think most of the people that are listening to our show perhaps would be publishing a Christian book, some kind of motivational book or something like that. So I think it would fit into the criteria that CB was talking about. Right now, you're at a point that you're not able to take on anyone new. Now, I did notice that you guys create covers, design, all of this you do for yourself, but you don't actually do this for the public. Is that correct?
You know, that is something we're going to have to pray about and see if it's something we want to do in the future. I mean, now that we have just finished recording the book, we are getting ready to launch our very first audio drama podcast. And I just finished mastering all the tracks and episodes for the very first book to be in a free podcast. It's called Fashion Assassin Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be live in a week or so. We do need to talk about the possibility of maybe doing some things for others. I don't know. But
well, you know, I think it would be a fantastic thing if someone with the knowledge that you guys have, if you were to consider doing something for others that are trying to get there. But, you know, I noticed that you guys have such a nice flow with each other. And I know that you're mother and son, but how difficult has it been working together in a partnership with each other?
You brought up the fact that, you know, I was a teacher for 29 years.
Uh-huh.
And it's a humbling experience for you to swallow your pride and listen to your son and realize that he's the one in charge. Uh-huh. And you're going to have to become, like, you know, the worker, and he's the boss, but he knows more the technical end of everything, so I've had a lot to learn.
We're going to take a quick break here.
Here's CGM Entertainment. Music feature gospel artist Curtis Dean and Tribe of Judah. Enjoy.
You've been hurting for a long time, and you're going through sleepless nights, and you can't seem to get it right. No matter how hard you try, turn away from your only help. Thought you can do it all by yourself. Then you can't seem to understand why life brought you to such a to a word to say. Temptations all around, people doing anything to get by. So many falling from the faith, but there's hope for a brighter change.
Isn't
seek him first, and you rise.
like to book Curtis Dean and Tribe of Judah, contact 704-491-8330. That's 704-491-8330. The Faith Connection Show has expanded its territory. Every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m., it's heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go. Hey, Faith Connection Show would love to have you to be a part of our show. If you have an amazing story to share with the world that can bless the world by hearing your story and your testimony, we would love to have you on our show. If you feel you are the one the world needs to hear, call right now, 704-897-2582. That's 704-897-2582. Let's share your story with the world. Call 704-897-2582. Also, connect with us on our website at www.connectcenternc.com, and make sure you click the Faith Connection button so that you can catch our midweek show from 12 noon to 1 p.m. every Wednesday. We look forward to hearing from you. It's the Faith Connection Show.
Okay, we're back.
What we're doing is putting together a series of learnings that we have learned the hard way, and we're creating them into PDFs, and we're actually going to make a book about how to do some of the things that we've done. So if you go to cbhoffman.com/how-to and sign up for our email list, it's just first name, last name, and email. As we publish more of those, we'll let people know. Right now, the only one we have up is on writing, but we also want to release some videography, maybe some video editing.
Book covers,
Book covers, how to create ebooks, like the whole bit. We just need a little bit of time. I mean, we're so behind. Our to-do list is always 5 pages long, even as we're checking items off. So I would hate to take on a client and have the client calling me and saying, hey, how's the book come in? And I'm like, man, I haven't touched it in 5 weeks, you know?
I do understand. Now, when you first started to do this, and I've looked at some of the TV interviews you guys have done, and I found them very interesting. But there was one thing that I noticed is that the line of projects that you're working on, there's so many of them that you're now working on. And I noticed that you have done some things in setting up a sound studio and all these other things. How in the world do you guys get around to all of that stuff?
Well, it's been a work in progress for many years now, actually at least 5, I guess. He bought all the studio equipment and sent it. He was in New York City at the time, and we got it all set up here in a spare bedroom, and so that portion of the recording studio, that was one of the very first things we put into service.
And as far as time goes, if you're passionate about it and you feel like what you're doing is important, then, you know, carving out 5-10 minutes here and there just to work on stuff is no problem. I mean, you know, when I was up in New York and working and going to school, CB and I would actually call her sometimes on my commute, and we would go over the books over the phone, you know what I mean, on my way home. And as soon as I got home, I was working on something else. So, you know, it's all about, you know, every 5-10 minutes, an hour, whenever you can get it. You know, and I was up, you know, a lot of the time until 2 a.m. working on stuff. So, you know, it's
and he still is.
Yeah. So it's
basically, you've got to be a workaholic.
Yeah.
You got us.
But, you know, right. It's interesting, though, because the books were always a passion project on the side, and I always had school and work, and, you know, and I was always wondering what's going to happen with the books, and, you know, and now that I'm working full-time on the books, it's just really interesting to see, you know, the way that God's working everything out, and your side hustle becomes your full-time hustle, and it's just really cool to see that and to finally have some time to devote to it properly.
Yeah, but only since I retired 3 years ago have I really been able to do everything that Dan has laid upon me here.
Now, Dan, your background basically is marketing. Is that right?
Yeah, design and marketing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, do you design websites as well?
You know, I have, and I've designed branded content pieces. And so websites, one of the biggest misconceptions is, you know, if people think you're a website designer, they also think you're a developer. So I'm much more of a graphic designer, a page layout guy, photos, videos, you know, text and content on the page and imagining. So one of the big things in web design and development right now is mobile first. So web traffic, you know, this is a couple years ago, actually surpassed the 50% mark on phones, meaning that more people are viewing the web on their cell phones now than they are on tablets or computers.
Right.
So you have to design what they call a mobile first site. And so think of it as a really small screen that with an infinite scroll. So what's the most important thing? That's what you want to show them first. And then the next important thing is just below, you know, and you have to scroll. And then the if you are designing for mobile or for a tablet and then a desktop, everything flows out to the right. So you everything needs to be kind of modular, if you will, and then shoved down below so that you don't have to zoom in and out. Everything just reflows based on the size of the screen. But I'm much more of a designer than a developer. I can get in there and modify things after they've been set up. But, you know, the guys who can really code a mobile-first website from scratch, that's really like speaking another language. And I would love to be one of those guys, but I'm not.
Okay. Now, you know, the big issue here is that you guys are going to have to start doing this to help others because you've got such a knowledge of this, and I think it's important to share that knowledge. Now, that being said, there is something that I read in your material that I think is important. How would you inspire an audience to do their dream do-it-yourself project? How would you inspire our audience? Because there are people out there that's been had a book that they've been writing for the last 30 years and it has not happened yet. Well, you know, I think, you know, if you've got a word for them other than get started, what would it be?
Okay.
I'd say stick to it. I mean, really, it took me 25 years to finish my book. And I was my first book anyway. I was working on it in between degrees and while teaching and everything else. And I think if you're motivated, see, that's the thing that motivated me about my book, though, is I have a salvation message. And the themes are repentance, forgiveness, and reconciliation. So I was on fire to write Consuming Fire because I want to share that message with folks. And if you think you have a message worth sharing, then you really need to keep working on it. I would just get all my thoughts down on paper. I wouldn't worry about my style. I wouldn't worry about whether you spelled a word correctly or you need that comma there or whatever. I would get it all down like you're thinking it and talking it to someone.
All right.
And then once you've done that, it becomes a lot easier to deal with editing it and that sort of thing.
And, you know, for me, I think you need a collaborator. I think it's really good to have CB writing it, and I can help her with design and some marketing stuff. But I think that, you know, if you have somebody else who shares your dream, that will go a long way. And the second point is that I'm very visual. So once I finally started to come up with a cover design that we like, then to me, it was a real thing. So I think if it's just a manuscript that you've been working on for a long time, reach out to some cover designers. First, do your research. Go on Amazon and research your category, no matter what it is, and start looking at the books there and say, okay, I like a dark cover with type reversed, you know, set in white, and I like somebody running, and I like this, and or, you know, it's more of a romantic feel, and I like this and this, and I don't like this, and get all that down, save all those examples, and then contact a designer. And I think once you start to see it come into a visual context, to me, that's when the project really starts to take shape.
But I think it's important to have someone else who shares your dream and who will stay with you in encouraging you and keeping you on track.
Yeah.
Well, Dan and CB, it's been great having you guys on the show. What I'd like to do is for you guys to give your contact information where people can actually reach you. But even though I know that you're not going to do any work for anyone, but you might be able to give them some great advice. All right. How would they contact you?
Okay. So I think the best thing to do would be to go to CB Hoffman. That's C as in cat, B as in boy. And then Hoffman is Hoffmann.com. and type in /how-to, H-O-W-T-O. And then if you'll see that, if you go on there, you'll see that we have one PDF up and hopefully 6 or 7 or 8 or more coming in the future once we get some time. But right below that, you'll see fields for first name, last name, and email. And, you know, we're not going to spam you, but we would like to let people know when episodes of Fashion Assassin podcast come live and when we publish other how-to guides. And we'd really like to give back and to help. And the best way to be notified of that is just to show up on the list. And then you'll get some stuff. You'll see we're designing HTML emails with all sorts of goofy animated GIFs. And we like to keep it fun and positive. And, you know, we'll never produce anything that is not safe for the little ears in your family and that you would cringe if you had some of your children in the back seat. So we want to keep it positive and fun and suspenseful and funny. And
The first PDF available at the how-to is on writing fiction, nonfiction. I even have some graphs there to help you get started or to help keep you on course and, you know, information, tips on how to get it copyrighted and get your ISBN number. And we're working on the, we're just trying to get all the information together for how to do your book cover and website and all that.
Well, it's been great having you guys on the show. And man, I mean, seriously, you guys are quite informative. And it seems like that you put an awful lot of time in this. And besides that, I know you have the academic background, but it sounds like you've got the experience too. And I hope that one day you guys are going to share that with some others and bring out some great authors from what you're doing. So again, I thank you guys for coming on the show and really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Okay. Pleasure being here.
Be blessed. Have a good one.
You too.
It's the Faith Connection Show. Here's a CGM Entertainment music feature. Enjoy.
You've been hurting for a long time, and you're going through sleepless nights, and you can't seem to get it right. No matter how hard you try, turn away from your only help. Thought you can do it all by yourself, then you can't seem to understand why life brought you to such a
the inspirational word from Dr. David Miller before the show begins.
You know what? Your time is limited, so don't waste it living somebody else's life.
The Faith Connection Show has expanded its territory. Every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m., it's heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify. Tune in.
UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
It's the Faith Connection.
Hey, Faith Connection Show would love to have you to be a part of our show. If you have an amazing story to share with the world that can bless the world by hearing your story and your testimony, we would love to have you on our show. If you feel you are the one the world needs to hear, call right now, 704-897-2582. That's 704-897-2582. Let's share your story with the world. Call 704-897-2582. Also, connect with us on our website at www.connectcenternc.com and make sure you click the Faith Connection button so that you can catch our midweek show from 12 noon to 1 p.m. every Wednesday. We look forward to hearing from you. It's the Faith Connection Show.
We have on the show today with us Eric M. Twiggs and Associates. Eric Twiggs is the owner of Eric M. Twiggs and Associates. And we're glad to have you on the show today, Eric. We read a lot of your material, and we thought that you would be a great connection for us today on the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Eric, and then we got some questions we want to ask, and hopefully the listening audience will be able to glean something from this. You are a specialist in procrastination, and I think procrastination is a disease that all of us suffer from.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I'm Eric M. Twiggs. I am the author of The Discipline of Now, 12 Practical Principles to Overcome Procrastination. And yes, the studies show that 95% of the population admits to having an issue with procrastination. I believe the other 5%, they just haven't gotten around to completing the survey yet.
That's probably true, because I know that Mr. Procrastination has been at my doorsteps a whole lot of times. You know, Eric, you know, the book is interesting when you think about the fact that there are 12 principles to overcoming it. You know, give me one of those principles, if you would.
So one of the key principles is becoming aware of your fears and overcoming them. Because a lot of times we become afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have three fears. You've got your fear of failure, your fear of success, got the fear of the unknown. And so that's one of the big keys, is to become aware. So a lot of times what happens is you have a task that's due or a project that's due, and you become fearful. And so to alleviate the anxiety that you feel, it's much easier to check social media, check your text messages, because you're looking for that temporary relief for the fear that you feel. You have to become aware of those things that trigger your fears and put things in place to overcome them. So really quick, when it comes to like your most common thing I deal with is that fear of failure. It's very important to focus more on the process than you do the actual outcome.
Well, now, you know, Eric, there are a lot of books out here and a lot of different papers on procrastination. But what makes your book different from all the others?
So my book is based on, I've done over 28,000 coaching sessions with entrepreneurs and with executive leaders. And so my book is based off of those specific tendencies that I've come across. So what makes my book different, my book is not a one-size-fits-all. Like I would read a lot of different books on the topic that would say you have to wake up at a certain time, you have to check email at a certain time. My book is based off of specific things you can do based off of your specific tendencies and your specific personality type.
Okay, now, what corporations, are there a lot of different corporations that hire your company to come in and talk about procrastination?
Oh, certainly. I mean, associations, various associations. I work with quite a few church groups. My background is in the automotive industry, so that's a natural fit there. But it's a mixed bag. But it's a very common problem, and there are people that you would never think would have an issue with procrastination, but that's something that's holding them back.
Now, when we talk about this, you know, it seems simple when you talk about procrastination. It seems simple enough that we would just simply say, hey, let's get busy and get this done. But somehow or another, tackling problems like this is very difficult for people. So I guess the question that I have for you, when you're teaching these seminars, because I think our listeners would want to have some clue about how you discover that your procrastination is creating such problems for you that it's making you less productive and certainly causing you not to accomplish the things that you perhaps are able to accomplish under normal circumstances.
Yeah, so a lot of people, they say, oh, I work better under pressure. And I say that's justification for procrastination. That's really all that is. You tell yourself you work better under pressure, but what you don't realize, especially when you have a creative project, the quality of your work suffers. And you have to really be aware of that. You think that you're getting by with it. You think because people tell you good job that everything was okay. But it really wasn't. Your work would be better. So when I do my workshops, my style is very interactive. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't just sit there and preach to people or just sit there and just facilitate. I allow them to talk. They talk about their experiences. They talk about things that have caused them to procrastinate. So now we've got it out on the table that this is a legitimate issue that, yes, I may not have thought I was experiencing negative results, but when I look back, this is a bigger problem than I realized.
Okay. Do you find the problem more in high-powered people than you do in everyday individuals?
I would say it's about the same, really. I think that they have the same, they may procrastinate on different things, but I think some of the higher power people tend to be more self-aware.
Okay.
Of the differences.
Now, you mentioned churches. I mean, is this primarily your workshops with churches? Is it with the pastors of mega churches, or is it, you know, the pastor who has 150 members in his congregation or 50 members? What primarily is your target group that you work with?
Well, it's not so much based off of member size. I work with groups that have 2,000 members. I've worked with groups that have 200 members. It's more about, and so typically, and I've had instances where I've worked with, you know, I've had the entire congregation meet on a Saturday, and we do a workshop. I've worked with specific ministries, like the men's ministry, for example, and we've tackled it. One of the things I do, I'll customize the presentation kind of based off of, I do a lot of research and kind of find out some of the common things that particular group is dealing with so we make sure we get it addressed.
Now, you know, this is a question I know that perhaps all the listeners are thinking in the back of their head. You know, for you to be doing this right now and have become so proficient at helping people overcome procrastination, and certainly your book seems to be very informative. Did you suffer from this yourself at one point?
Well, let me put it to you this way. It took me 6 years to write a book about overcoming procrastination.
My God.
That tells you that it's a common problem, and I never want to create this perception that I've always had everything figured out.
Right.
And my issue was with perfectionism.
Oh, really?
Because I'm that type A driven personality. I like things to be a certain way, and that's one of the things that held me back with the book process. And I think it holds a lot of the people that I work with. That's an issue for them. And here's something to really remember about that, about my story, is that you can't allow perfect to become the enemy of progress.
Oh, now let me ask you this question. Now, tell me, after you wrote the book and you've sort of set your pathway for this, how many individuals who've called you and said, hey, look, man, the book really helped me? I won't say numbers, but have you had a lot of people call you and say that I was truly blessed by the book?
I have, and that's what's rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do something that's creative, sometimes you go through lulls and you start to question, am I really having an impact? Is this... And then you'll get that phone call. I remember I was talking to a young lady who had just started her custom jewelry business.
Okay.
She said the things that she read in the book are what helped her get started, because she had been putting things off and procrastinating, and you know, now she's got this custom jewelry business. I had another individual who I was talking to him about doing a vision board, and he had read the book, and he just kept putting it off. And then finally he did it, just I think to keep me quiet. and so time went by, and he sent me a message on LinkedIn and said, hey Eric, I'm so grateful that you had me do this vision board. You remember that house, the picture of the house I put on there? Well, guess what? Next week I'm going to closing.
My goodness. We're gonna take a quick break here.
Here's CGM Entertainment. Music feature, gospel artist Curtis Dean and Tribe of Judah. Enjoy.
You've been hurting for a long time. And you're going through sleepless nights, and you can't seem to get it right.
No matter how hard you try, turn away from your only help. Thought you can do it all by yourself, then you can't seem to understand why life brought you to self.
Dean and Tribe of Judah, contact 704-491-8330. That's 704-491-8330.
The Faith Connection Show has expanded its territory. Every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m., it's heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
Hey, Faith Connection Show. We'd love to have you to be a part of our show. If you have an amazing story to share with the world that can bless the world by hearing your story and your testimony, we would love to have you on our show. If you feel you are the one the world needs to hear, call right now, 704-897-2582. That's 704-897-2582. Let's share your story with the world. Call 704-897-2582. Also, connect with us on our website at www.connectcenternc.com and make sure you click the Faith Connection button so that you can catch our midweek show from 12 noon to 1 p.m. every Wednesday. We look forward to hearing from you. It's the Faith Connection Show.
Okay, we're back. Well, tell me, Eric, you know, we've talked about your book and perhaps we sort of got the cart before the horse. Tell us a little bit about your educational background, because it seems like to me that this is something that you have academically pursued as well in order to be this proficient at doing seminars and workshops, because 28,000 coaching sessions within the last 8 years is a lot of sessions. And certainly, you know, you've led teams of about 500 or more people with the responsibilities of over $50 million in annual revenue. So you're not a small player in this arena. So tell us a little bit about your background in reference to the educational training and areas that you have sought.
So I graduated from university with my degree in marketing. So that gave me like a business foundation. And then I worked my way up through corporate America and worked my way up to becoming a district manager in the automotive service industry. So I had 17 locations and 500 employees. So just that, you're almost forced to become better with time management. Because if not, you would simply just get overwhelmed with everything that was always coming at you at any given time, just all the people and all the issues that come up. And from there, I really started to, I got coaching certifications. I'm a certified executive coach. I have a life coach certification. So the combination of the coaching certifications that I've received than just working with people is really how I've developed the proficiency. And when you work with that many people, you start to see patterns, right?
So absolutely.
You start to see, you can have, here's what I've discovered, Dr. Miller. You can have two people, right? You can have one person that consistently gets good results. You can have the second person, they get great results. And what I've found in most cases, those two individuals, they have the similar level of know-how. They know a lot of the same things.
Mm-hmm.
But what separates the great from the good is that great individual, they have this ability to do what they need to do, whether they feel like it or not.
Absolutely. There is a saying that says the only difference between the successful and the unsuccessful is that the successful does all the things that the unsuccessful person doesn't really want to do.
Right.
Now, lack of time management is really the key to procrastination, I would think.
It could be. That could be a part of it, where you're just not prioritizing. You know, if everything's a priority, nothing is a priority. So that's a common thing. But that's not the only thing. But I think that's a big reason that can cause people to put things off.
Yeah, because I was trying to get you to the primary cause, because that's kind of where I'd like for you to close the interview, is because most people don't really understand the primary cause. And I think what that does is creates within them the inability to attack it. It's kind of like suffering from diabetes. Once the doctor tells you that the primary reason you've got it is because you've been eating too much of the wrong stuff, and he starts to name the things that you're eating too much of, which allows you to change, to make a lifestyle change. And I think this is a lifestyle change. In order to overcome procrastination, you have got to make a lifestyle change.
One of the things, the book helps you to become aware what causes you. Because there's really not one answer that's going to fit everybody. Not everybody has the same reason. For some people, they just aren't prioritizing effectively. For some people, it's as simple as they don't like doing the task. It's just they don't want to do it. So, but it has to be done. So they wait around to the last possible moment to do it because they don't enjoy it.
That's correct. And you also mentioned the fact that you discuss the cost of procrastination. Because procrastination is an extremely expensive habit to have.
Yes.
Could you expound on that a moment?
Well, it just costs you your reputation. Like in a lot of office and church environments, for example, there's that one person who know them because they're always late, right? If you say the meeting starts at 9 o'clock, you're getting there at 10 after, 15 after, looking disheveled. And being at executive levels, I've seen people that are passed over, and that being one of the reasons, and they have no idea that these conversations are happening about them. And they could have talent, and they could be intelligent, but just that habit can keep them from moving forward.
All right. Well, now, I want to get one more good principle from your book out of the 12 principles that you feel is a key principle. Would you give us that principle from your book? And then I want to ask our listeners, because I know that there are probably thousands of people out there that are suffering from this situation that may want to get a copy of your book and also know how to get in touch with you, because they may need you to do a workshop or a seminar in an organization that they're a part of. So pull out of the book that one key area.
So one of the things I talk about is it's your attitude. Mm-hmm. So in the book, I have something that's called the Procrastination Prevention Pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a model. As you move up the pyramid, you'll be in a better position to overcome your procrastination. So the foundation is your attitude and how you think. So the listener should be very careful as far as how they talk to themselves. A lot of times I'll talk to people and they say, Eric, I am always late. Eric, I am such a procrastinator. You have to watch those I am statements. Whatever you say to yourself, if you say I am, that becomes like an identity statement, and you'll tend to act out in accordance to how you believe you are. So the key is you really have to watch how you talk to yourself and understand that that's a, just because you procrastinated yesterday, you have to realize that yesterday ended last night, and you can decide to take different steps today. That is so important. And also, as you talk to yourself, watch out. A lot of times if you say, oh, I should do this, I have to do that, whatever you're saying to yourself, you'll tend to procrastinate or whatever comes after. It's just the way our brain works. We're going to resist those things we should and have to do.
Mm. Well, the scriptures say, so as a man thinketh is he. So I guess this is just another way of saying it, right? So if you plant the wrong seed in your mind, and if it's a seed that gives birth or growth to procrastination, then bam, that's where you are, right? I hear that. All right. Now, Eric, let's tell the people where they can get a copy of your book.
They can go right to the website. There's a special website I've got for the book. It's thedisciplineofnow.com.
All right.
Thedisciplineofnow.com. They can go right to that site, pick up their copy.
All right. And if people wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do that? Or with your company?
So you can go, you can email me at Eric@ericmtwigs.com. You can also, I've got a special, too, for the listeners. If they text in this number, it's 474747.
Right.
And they type in the number, they type in Twigs, Time, T-W-I-G-G-S, T-I-M-E. They'll automatically get a video sent to their phone. It's real quick. It's 4 minutes. It contains two additional tips to beat procrastination, just as an added bonus for them listening.
All right. Say that one more time, because I want to make sure people got that.
Right. So all they would need to do is text the numbers 474747, and then they could type in the words Twigs Time. That's T-W-I-G-G-S-T-I-M-E. Type that into their phone. Once they do that, they will automatically get a video of me. And it's really, the title of the video is Two Powerful Tips to Beat Procrastination.
All right. Well, it's been great, Eric, having you on the show, because I think we made a great connection with you, and one that I think all of our listeners will be extremely excited about when they listen to this show. I want you to give me some idea, Eric. Are you on a day-to-day basis when people are either texting, calling? What is your availability? Are people, do you get a lot of texts or calls from the work you've done with the book?
Oh, sure. I get calls, I get emails, I'm always getting requests to do different things, but hopefully the listener understands I'm not too busy for you.
Okay.
Send me an email.
Okay.
Let's connect.
Okay. Now, you're getting ready to co-host a show that has to do with authoring a book, and tell the listeners a little bit about that, because they may want to tune in.
Yes. So, next Sunday at 10 o'clock, that's Sunday, August the 11th, myself along with Dr. Sharon H. Porter, we're hosting a show called Book Talk, and it's going to be once a month, and we interview aspiring authors. We talk about their process for writing their book. And so if you ever have had a, many people I talk to are procrastinating on writing their book. So if you watch this show, you'll get some tools, techniques, and tips on how to overcome that procrastination, and you'll be on your way to writing your book.
Okay. Now, is this a TV show or is it a radio?
Well, you can actually watch it on, if you go to Dr. Sharon H. Porter, it's actually her name. It's I Am Dr. Sharon.
Okay. I Am Dr. Sharon.
Yeah, if you go to that Facebook page, I Am Dr. Sharon, you can also go to urbanstylemedia.com. That's another, if you just want to go to the website, it's urbanstylemedia.com.
Okay.
Look for Dr. Sharon H. Porter.
Dr. Sharon H. Porter.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, and we really appreciate you being on the show today, and I think you've made a great contribution and a true connection. And we are just glad to have had you on the show and want to thank Eric M. Twiggs, who owns Eric M. Twiggs and Associates. And procrastination is the wrong thing if you want to be in the presence of Mr. Twiggs, because he doesn't believe in it. And he wants it stopped. He wants it killed. He wants it destroyed so that people can be successful in their own right. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct, Dr.
All right. You have a blessed day. It's been great having you on the show.
Hey, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
It's the Faith Connection Show.
Here's a CGM Entertainment music feature. Enjoy.
You've been hurting for a long time, and you're going through sleepless nights, and you can't seem to get it right. No matter how hard you try, turn away from your only help. Thought you can do it all by yourself. Then you can't seem to understand why life brought you to such a
revelation, it's a big connection, and it's here to help you grow.